Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dwaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dwaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So we're reading stories, the amazing pastimes of Mahaprabhu, or Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we're going through what we call the Ways of Love, Part 3. And this continuing pastimes, based on a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it says, Mahaprabhu Jagananda Primara Taranga. It says, Mahaprabhu Jagananda Primara Taranga. That Mahaprabhu, his pastimes with his eternal associate Jagananda Pandit, they were flowing, rising and flowing in waves of love, Prema Taranga. So this is what we call the subtitle, subtitle. The subtitle is Gauranga Jagananda Prema Taranga Leelas. Gauranga Jagananda Prema Taranga Leela. And we heard the first Leela in this way, the first big wave of Leelas was the Pandit's pot. And the second Leela is the angry cook, which it became now part 3. So this is part 3 of the waves of love, because Prema Taranga means waves of love, to put it simply. And this is part 3 of the continuing riding that wave which is rising in the heart of Mahaprabhu and Jagananda, and they're both in the house of Jagananda Pandit, because Lord Chaitanya came there for lunch. Jagananda Pandit cooked a big feast, and he kept serving and serving and serving Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu kept eating, honoring the prasadam, the Jagannath Mahaprasadam, and the offerings of Jagannanda's loving hand. And he was eating out of fear that if he stops eating, then maybe, again, Jagannanda will become angry and lock himself up in his room for 3 days and not speak to anyone, like Satyabhama would lock herself up in Dwarka in the Kop Bhavan and pout, as queens did in those days. Now they don't pout, they bout. Bout means to fight. B-O-U-T. Heavyweight bout. B-O-U-T. They used to pout, which means man, sulking, love sulk. Contrary mood. Silent treatment. So they had a special room for that called the Kop Bhavan. So Mahaprabhu doesn't want to see Jagananda Pandit lock himself again in a Kop Bhavan, which he already did for 3 days. That's why Lord Chaitanya came to his house. Jagananda, Uto, I'm very, very hungry. I haven't seen you for 3 days. Please cook a feast. I will take bath and return here. I will take my prasadam from your loving hand. And Jagananda was inside. He didn't take my sandalwood oil. I brought it all the way from Navadvip and had it ground, and he wouldn't accept it. And I smashed it on the ground, this previous Leela, the pundit's pot. But now he's knocking on the door. Now he wants me to cook for him. I don't know. Yes, Prabhu, I will cook. So then he gave up his man. He gave up his Krodha Bhav, and he got into Dainya Bhav, humility, and started cooking wonderful, wonderful fine rice and sabjis, vyanjana, bhat and vyanjan, all kinds of nana vyanjan, varieties of wonderful vegetables, especially shak and palak and spinach, Mahaprabhu's favorites. So that's where we are. Tave Prabhu Kahena Kari Vinaya Saman Dashagun Kaljhaila Evekara Samadhan. After some time of eating and eating and eating, Mahaprabhu folded his hands and it says here, Vinaya Saman. Vinaya, like we have a Hindi word, Vinit. Vinaya Saman. With great respect and great humility, Vinaya Saman, complete man respect. Vinaya Saman, with all due respects and all humility and my command, Jagananda, my dear Jagananda, you have already made me eat 10 times more than my capacity. Now, please, I beg you to stop serving me prasadam. Like, we go like this, you know. In India, you go to someone's house and they want to lay it on and lay it on and lay it on, to use American slang. They want to serve more and more. Pile it on, because it's like this. They want to make another anukut on your plate. There's Giriraj's anukut. They want to make anukut on your plate. A kut means a hill. No. And you go like this, and when you go like that, then they drop something in between. You go, no. Or you go like that, no. And then they go underneath, top. So you have to be like, you have to know exactly, it has to be like half inch above the plate. Because then they can't go underneath. And then you leave like this, so they can't go in between. Then you go like this, and then they go to do it, then they say, okay, look. Then you start to get up, I'm leaving, or whatever. But actually, a better way to do it, which I learned many years of this experience, when I sit down, I say, oh, you know, I'm very hungry, can I have another plate? Or at least two. So they put one plate in front of them, then they put, I say, really, you're hungry? Oh, I'm very hungry. So then there's two more plates, talis, banana patta, whatever, kela patta. So then I'm on this plate, this plate is my stomach plate, like so big, in front of me. And that plate is their bhav. That's called a bhav patra, bhav tali. Maharaj, you want more? Ha ha, yeah, you have to say it. More da, ha ha, sweet ha ha. Gee, ha, ha, yeah, yeah. So they pile up like this, and this plate's going like this, and this plate's going like this. And they said, you're going to eat all that? I'm very, very hungry. I'm so hungry. I could eat a house. I could eat your house. So then I finish, and they're relaxed. Now they're not trying to dump on my plate. They're not trying to force it. I'm really peaceful, relaxed. And they're thinking, well, I guess this plate and this plate are this high. That should cover it. So then I'm very vidagda. I'm very chatur. Ati chatur, ati vidagda. Because my Krishna is vidagda madhav. And he's in Vrindavan. So then I'm finishing and I say, this is very nice. Sound is kind of going, coming or something. There was some electricity. We have a brand new batteries. We just got two new batteries. It sounds like it's like a dead amplifier or something. Very strange. Because we bought new batteries. The second day was kind of going like this, you know. Go check the plug in the wall or so. Yeah, start from the wall. That's where you start. Okay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So we left off a minute ago that Mahaprabhu is humbly begging his host, Jagananda Pandit, enough, enough. Or kuch nahi chahiye. I'm akantapuriya, akantapuriya. I am up to my neck full. Tabe Mahaprabhu ti kaila achaman, Pandit anilo mukha vasa malya chandan. I think actually I read this yesterday. Anyway, let's read it again. Accepting the sandalwood pulp and garland, the Lord sat down and said, now in front of me you must eat. Oh yeah, we read this actually. He said, You eat, my Lord, you go take rest. I shall take prasadam after finishing some arrangements. And then, so then Govinda is massaging his feet. Jagananda Pandit distributes the Lord's remnants to his helpers who made the feast. Ramai Pandit, Nandai, Govinda, and Raghunath Bhatta. Then Jagannanda personally ate the remnants of Mahaprabhu, and then the Lord again sent Govinda. And he asked, Deka Jagannanda Prasad Pai Ki Na Lapai Shigarashi Samachar Kahive Amai. The Lord told his servant Govindadas, go and see whether Jagannanda Pandit is eating, then quickly return to tell me. Govindasi Deki Kahila Pandit Tera Bojan Tabi Mahaprabhu Swastye Kalila Shayan. Seeing that the Jagannanda Pandit was indeed eating, Govinda informed Lord, who then became peaceful and went to sleep. So although the Lord ate so much, and when you eat so much and so much prasad, you have to sleep. There's no question of any other activity, because every ounce of your energy has to go to your stomach to digest the enormous, humongous amount of prasadam you have just engulfed and eaten. So left side duty is absolutely necessary. So Lord Chaitanya was about to do that, but he's so much karuna mai, that first he wants to see that his Jagannanda Pandit has eaten. Because he's the guest, he could have just eaten, gone to the bedroom, he was shown the bed, lied down and lay down and assume he would eat. But just to make sure, because he knew, Mahaprabhu knew, that if Jagannanda Pandit takes his remnants, then all his problems will be solved. Just like if anyone gets the prasad of the Lord, all his problems are solved. You have so many problems, if somebody puts, oh, you're complaining this, that, and the other thing, and someone comes, oh, Prabhu, I just came from Jagannath Puri, I have a whole big basket of all kinds of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Then you'll forget all your problems, and all your arguments and difficulties, and just sit down and have a wonderful feast of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And then when you take that Jagannath Mahaprasadam, you'll be transported to the spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, it's called Vaikuntha. And there's no anxiety, and there's no problems, and there's no anger, and there's no difficulties. So that's the power of Mahaprasad. It's a great solution to all difficulties. So Lord Chaitanya understood that. So he said, Govinda, make sure, has he eaten? Because if he eats, he'll cool down, he'll feel good, he'll relax. Jagannande Prabhute Prema Chale Eimate Satya Bhama Krishna Jaiche Shuni Bhagavate. The affectionate loving dealings, Prema Chale, going on between Jagannanda and Mahaprabhu, continued in this manner in their Prema Taranga Leelas, exactly like the exchanges of Satya Bhama and Krishna in the Bhagavatam and Dwarka Leela, which I was already alluding to in some of my previous descriptions of this pastime. Because I was mentioning in an earlier class, you change the body but not your bhav. Your bhav is what goes with you. Your body changes. Yam yam vapi smran bhavan. So, Mahaprabhu and Krishna came as Mahaprabhu and Satyabhama came as Jagannanda. So this is their other form, their other divine. It's not exactly like us changing bodies. That's their eternal, transcendental form. But they have the same mood of love, the same bhav, the same rati, the same stai rati of love, madhura rati. Then we get a blessing from hearing all this, difficult that it may have been. Jagannandera prema vivarta shune jay jana premera sarupe jane paya premadan. Anyone who hears about the loving exchanges between Jagannanda Pandit and Mahaprabhu, or anyone who reads Jagannanda's book, Prema Vivarta, can understand what love is. Moreover, he achieves ecstatic love for Krishna. This is this translation is mixing a purport with the translation, which the author is choosing to do. Because the actual translation which Krishnas Kaviraj wrote, Jagannandera Prema Vivart Shune Jayjana Premera Sarupa Jane Paya Premadan, What is the verse is saying is that if you listen, Shune, if you hear this Leela, these extraordinary transformations, Vivart, unbelievable, inconceivable, deep transformations in the loving dealings between Jagananda and Mahaprabhu, this is the very form of prema. The form of their prema, the form, the prema sarup jane. If you know this prema, if you understand and know something that's very inconceivable, understand this prema vart. Because this same concept came up much earlier in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the dealings with, in the what's called Ramananda Samvag, in chapter 8. Madhyalila chapter 8, Chaitanya Charitamritam, where Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were having discussion, and Lord Chaitanya is asking Ramananda Roy to explain about prema, the different levels and degrees of prema. So he describes a pastime, or begins to describe a pastime, how Radha and Krishna become totally bewildered upon seeing each other during one avisar, or meeting, and mistaking each other's identity and becoming completely confused due to the intense, overwhelming intensity of their attraction and loving affection. So that was it. They were transformed. That's called Vivart. So that at that point, Ramananda Roy was saying, I want to explain some high level of love called Prem Vivart. And when he said that, then Lord Chaitanya put his hand on his mouth. He said, no, that's enough. You've reached the Prem Simha. The Prem Simha. You've reached the limits of Prem. Don't speak more. It's too confidential. It's too intimate. That's Prem Vivart. Madhya Leela chapter 8. And here, this is Anti Leela chapter 12. Again, there was Rai Ramananda. Who is Rai Ramananda? Vishaka Sakhi. And Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. Radha's Mahabhav. So there, Radharani and Vishaka are talking about Krishna and about the amazing transformations that Krishna brings about in the heart of Radharani and Radharani causes in the heart and mind of Krishna, which is Avivart, Prem Vivart. So then Radharani says, okay, Vishaka, don't tell any more to the world. Let them realize by their own bhajan. Let them realize by their own bhava bhajan and prema bhajan what are the nuances and depths and different aspects of Prem Vivart between me and my Priyatam. Speak no more. So now that's because they have a Madhura-Rati relationship. Vishaka and Radharani, they're both in Madhura-Rati. They're in Sakiba, but they're in Madhura-Rati. They're both in conjugal love with Krishna. And they love each other very dearly. So now it's again Madhura-Rati, but here it's not Parakya-Bhav. The Parakya-Vishaka, Rai Ramananda Vishaka, her relationship with Radharani and with Krishna is Parakya. Parakya Bhav, Madhura Rati. This is called Utpati. Utpati Bhav, it's additional besides the husband. Paramour love. But Jagananda Pandit, he has Swakya. Swakya Rati. He has, because he is she, and she is Satyabhama. And Satyabhama is lawfully married to Krishna and Dwarka. So therefore, their relationship of Jagananda and Mahaprabhu is Madhura Rati, conjugal love, because they are in conjugal love and Krishna Leela. So Vishaka and Radharani, they share the conjugal love of Madhura Rati and taste and relish in association with Krishna, and they nourish each other's Madhura Rati in relationship to Krishna. Radharani also assists Vishaka in meeting Krishna and inviting Krishna to meet her and having her relish the Madhura Rati, romantic pastimes of Krishna. So there, these two, that's why you see surfacing in two places in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this concept or this level of Prem Vivart in Madhya Leela and Antya Leela, only with Vishaka and Madhya Leela and only with Jagananda. That's a very sweet revelation. And that's all the verse says. And then in the commentary is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and repeated and printed by his son, Bhakti Siddhanta, and was translated in English by Bhaktivedanta, Srila Prabhupada. So in the commentary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has published a book which is called Prem Vivart, and he attributes that book to Jagadananda Pandit. He says the book is by him. But in the modern world of scholars and Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there's not a full agreement to that, because there are many books which explain the origin of the ancient books, Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidhan and other books, and no scholars or research scholars or people that collect and have ancient copies of Sanskrit and Bengali books of the Gaudiya lineage, they don't seem to concur and say that they have ever seen or found a book named Brahma Vivart by Jagannanda. Although it's published, and it's only published by the Gaudiya Math, and of course ISKCON we have also. It's a very beautiful book, no doubt, but it may very well be written in a Spurti or in Samadhi by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His name, he's written it, he's revealed it, he's revealed it, he discovered it, whatever it may be, but there's no consensus in the Gaudiya Sampradaya that this book is actually written by Jagannanda. Only the Gaudiya Math and ISKCON say that. So it's a great book. I've read it and quoted from it, and it has nice things in it. So the verse itself, Krishnadas Kaviraj, doesn't say in the verse that one should read this book. And he doesn't say in the verse that Jagannanda Pandit wrote such a verse. But in the commentary by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who printed the book, he's putting in the verse, so then Prabhupada is also following suit in Parampara. So I just want to clarify that point, that this is a wonderful, because the story we read, just hearing this story, what we care about is the benefit, the shruti phal. If you hear this story, then what do you get? It says, pai premadan. Pai means you receive, you get. Brahmanda Brahmate Kaun Guru Bhagavan Kaun Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Ladavij. You get, you receive. So this word Pai in Bengali means you receive or you get. It doesn't mean you have and you manifest what you have. It means you get from someone, Guru and Krishna, Bhakti. So in this case, you hear this pastime and you get the wealth of prema, ecstatic love of Krishna. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Parajara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasha. Praying at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna's, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So this is the conclusion of part 3 and the second story and the Gauranga Jagannanda Prema Taranga Leelas, the Waves of Love, Part 3. And he's praying for the Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pad, Asha. Asha means expectation, Asha, Asha Bandha. Hope against hope that somewhere, somehow, from someone, we will get mercy. And if we get mercy, then we get perfection. And this one verse I saw the other day, as I mentioned a few times, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, Sadhu Kripa Nam Sankirtan Prem Pai. So one can receive and attain prema by two things, by the mercy of the saints and by the holy name of the Lord together. So everyone's chanting japa, everyone's chanting kirtan, but not everyone's getting mercy of sadhus. Or at least they're getting some, otherwise we wouldn't exist in any position at all as devotees. So our Guru is giving us mercy, but we always need more and more. And that's what we always ask for whenever we meet devotees. Kripa karo, kripa karo. Please give mercy. And then we discuss, what is mercy? What does it mean? What is mercy? Is it something someone keeps in a box like a diamond necklace? Someone says, give me a diamond necklace. You open your treasure box and your jewelry box here. Give me mercy. Oh, wait a minute. Where's my mercy box? Okay, here's a box of mercy. Is mercy a plate of halava? Yes. No, but that's also mercy. It's prasad. It's grief. So what does it mean when we beg sadhus for mercy? And I already told, it means we get shiksha. If they give us shiksha or instructions or agya, and we carry out the instructions or follow the order, then we'll see what, we'll understand what is mercy. Because mercy brings Krishna, and experiencing Krishna brings vigyan, realization. And realization promotes advancement, and advancement increases one's attachment. And attachment deepens one's love. As one's love deepens, one moves faster and faster on a devotional path. So mercy is the essential element to progress and go further in bhakti. Because when you go to saints and you ask them for mercy, they say, are you ready? Are you ready for the mercy? They may chastise you like anything if you open yourself up. Or they may give you instruction that will, you'll spend the net rest of your life trying to follow. So you have to be ready to receive the mercy. And so he's saying, Asha, this is my hope, this is my desire for the feet of Raghunath and the feet of Rupa. Here and there and everywhere and all times. Here as a sadhaka in my sadhaka roop, I want the feet of Raghunath on my head and a Shupa Mantripada, Se Mora Sampad. Mora Sampad, my wealth. What is my wealth? At least I wish it was, and I hope it will be. My wealth is Sri Rupa Mandripad. That's what he's saying, Asha, Asha. My hope, my expectation, my hope is to attain the great fortune, the great treasure, the great wealth, Sampati. Mora Sampati. My aspiration, my Asha, my hope, my prayer, my need, my desire, my want, my absolute necessity is to attain the mercy of the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari and Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, and then, of course, Tulsi Manjari. So